From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia strongly condemns the Israeli attack on the hospital of Indonesia in Gaza. Nusantara Capital Authority targets IKN Nusantara, the new capital city of Indonesia's third phase of groundbreaking in December 2023. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi has affirmed that Indonesia condemns the Israeli attack on the Indonesian hospital in Gaza, which killed some civilians. This was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in her official statement on Monday from Beijing, China, which was accepted in Jakarta.
Indonesia mengutuk sekeras-kerasnya serangan Israel.
Indonesia condemns unequivocally the Israeli attack on the Indonesian hospital in Gaza, which killed some civilians. The attack is a clear violation of international humanitarian law. Moreover, according to Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, countries that have close relations with Israel must urgently stop its actions in Gaza. Then, according to Minister Retno, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has still lost communication with three Indonesian citizens who are currently still in Gaza. Therefore, Minister Retno continuously communicated with the United Nations Work and Recovery Agency, World Health Organization, International Red Cross, and various other parties for information on the latest situation of Indonesian hospitals and the condition of the three Indonesian citizens. Nusantara Capital Authority, or OIKN, is targeting the third phase of the groundbreaking of the new capital city, Nusantara, construction project to be carried out in December 2023. Nusantara Capital Authority is currently preparing and target for December is the next groundbreaking. This was pointed out by Deputy for Financing and Investment of the OIKN, Agung Wijaksono, noted in an online press conference regarding the update on financing and investment of IKN Nusantara on Monday, as reported by Antara State News Agency. Next, we have Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, who responded to the Japanese government's recent policy, which will require tourists to undergo tuberculosis tests before entering the country for visits exceeding 3 months, starting in 2024. As reported by Tempo.co, according to Minister Sandiaga, the ministry was still coordinating with the health ministry regarding the issue. He emphasized that tuberculosis screening policy didn't apply to tourist destinations within the archipelago. The Japanese Health Minister Keizo Takemi announced the government will require tuberculosis screening for tourists from 6 countries starting next year due to their high TB cases. The 6 countries are Indonesia, the Philippines, Vietnam, China, Nepal, and Myanmar. The last national news comes from ASEAN that has stipulated its vision until 2045, which concerns some matters, including economic issues, connectivity, human rights, and security. The ASEAN vision articulates the aspirations to realize an ASEAN that is based on rules, people-oriented, and people-centered. In the process of realizing this vision, Director General of ASEAN Cooperation, Siddharto R. Suryodipuro, in an online press briefing on Tuesday pointed out, ASEAN has several challenges, one of which is increasingly sharp geopolitics and how to maintain regional unity.
Tantangan utama kita adalah merespons situasi.
The main challenge of ASEAN is to respond to the increasingly sharp geopolitical situation and its efforts to return to what ASEAN has been consistent with since its establishment in 1967, is that we have an autonomous strategy and we will take an active, productive approach to all countries. We will not limit it to one or another country. Furthermore, Siddharto has further revealed how ASEAN maintains the outstanding unity and centrality of each member country and makes ASEAN more responsive to developments in the region in resolving regional issues more efficiently. Now we move to the international news. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh said on Tuesday a truce agreement with Israel was in sight, raising hopes that his militant group could soon release dozens of people taken hostage in the October 7 attacks. As reportedly by ArabNews.com, Haniyeh, according to a statement sent by his office, his side is close to reaching a deal on a truce. For weeks as the war in Gaza has raged, negotiators have tried to pin down a deal to free some of the estimated 240 hostages held by Palestinian militants. The majority of the hostages taken during Hamas' brutal assault last month are Israeli civilians, some of them young children and elderly people. A United States Navy reconnaissance jet with 9 crew members aboard crashed into water off the Hawaiian island of Oahu on Monday after overshooting the runway at U.S. Marine Corps base there. This was stated by military officials as reported by CNN.com. According to Marine Corps spokesperson First Lieutenant Haley Harms, there were no casualties aboard the P-8A Poseidon aircraft. We end the news with Chinese authorities stated on Tuesday that Myanmar authorities have handed over 31,000 telecom fraud suspects to China since law enforcement officers from both countries launched a crackdown on online scams in September. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the Ministry of Public Security said in a statement, the suspects included 63 financiers and ringleaders of crime syndicates that have cheated Chinese citizens of large sums of money. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, Here is today's commentary on Indonesian named as the official language of the UNESCO General Conference. I'm Dolat Pane. Indonesian commemorates the Youth Pledge every October 28th. One of the legacies of the Youth Pledge is Indonesian as the language that unifies the nation. Language is a characteristic of a country, and through language, we can get to know a nation. Indonesian people should be proud as they live in a country that has a unifying language named Indonesian. This pride increased further with the naming of Indonesian language as an official language at the General Conference of the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organizations, or UNESCO, on Monday at UNESCO headquarters, Paris, France. This determination makes Indonesian the 10th official language recognized by the UNESCO General Conference, alongside English, Arabic, Mandarin, French, Spanish, Russian, Hindi, Italian, and Portuguese. The establishment of Indonesian as one of the official languages of the UNESCO General Conference certainly strengthens Indonesian on the international stage. Reporting from Detik Edu, citing the page of the Language Service Center in Florida, Lingua Edu, in terms of the number of speakers, Indonesian is ranked 10th. Indonesian is also used by more than 275 million speakers. Apart from that, Indonesian has also gone global with the inclusion of the Indonesian language curriculum in 52 countries, and there are at least 150 foreign speakers who actively speak Indonesian. Apart from being proud, Indonesian is also a challenge for the Indonesian people. Can the Indonesian people glorify and use Indonesian properly and correctly in the midst of globalization and on the onslaught of foreign language terms or lingua franca that are widely used in everyday conversations? Of course, Indonesian, like other languages in the world, is not completely pure and closed from foreign influences. Hopefully, the establishment of the Indonesian as the language of the UNESCO General Conference can have a positive impact on the Indonesian nation and state. That was commentary.
Here's Today in History, and we begin with the commemoration of the World Television Day. World Television Day is celebrated every November 21st. This day was declared by the United Nations General Assembly in 1996. On November 21st, 22nd, 1996, the UN held the first World Television Forum. In the forum, leading media figures met to discuss the importance of television development in the world, which is rapidly changing. Television Day is celebrated not to celebrate television as an object, but as the symbol of communication and globalization that it represents and its important role. The next one is about the commemoration of National Fish Day. National Fish Day is celebrated every year on November 21st in Indonesia. The day was established by President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono through the Presidential Decree No. 3, 2014, and the establishment of National Day of Fish aims to increase public awareness of the importance of fish as a food ingredient that contains high-quality protein. And we end today in history with the commemoration of the World Malaria Day. The government, through the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, declared November 21st as the World Malaria Day. With this day, it is hoped that malaria conservation efforts can continue. November 21st was chosen because it is the day when the malaria conservation program in the Bogani Nani Wartabone National Park succeeded in hatching and releasing the first malaria chick from the semi-natural hatching in 2001. The Malayo Sangkawa bird is a native animal of Sulawesi that has been protected by the national constitution. This animal is endangered category according to the World Conservation Union. And that's the Today in History.
I can remember when we walked together, sharing a love I thought would last forever. Moonlight to show the way so we can follow. Waiting inside her eyes was my tomorrow. Then something changed her mind. Her kisses told me I had no love in arms to hold me. Every day I wake up, then I start to break up, lonely as a man without love. Cannot face this world that's fallen down on me. So if you see my girl, please send her home to me. Tell her about my heart that's slowly dying. Say I can't stop myself from.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia quiz on Indonesian and Australian defense ministers discuss strengthening defense partnership. Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto receive a visit from the Deputy Prime Minister of Australia, who also serves as Minister of Defence of Australia, Richard Marles, in Bogor, West Java, on Friday. Minister Prabowo said that the strategic discussions included the importance of strengthening the ongoing defence partnership between Indonesia and Australia. Quoting the official website of the Ministry of Defence of Indonesia on Saturday, Prabowo Subianto said, Australia had contributed positively by strengthening cooperation, interoperability, and coordination with the military medical services of ASEAN country or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. This contribution was made during Australia's joint chairmanship with Brunei Darussalam in the expert working group of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Defense Ministers Meeting Plus on Military Medicine for the 2021-2024 period. Currently, Indonesia and Australia have defense cooperation which regulates a number of collaborations, among other things, cooperation in the fields of defense industry, education and training, and maritime security. Other cooperation, such as humanitarian assistance and disaster management, as well as peacekeeping and other areas of mutual interest. Meanwhile, Australian Defence Minister Richard Marles states his commitment to the strategic partnership with Indonesia. According to him, the Australian government, especially during the administration of Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, was very committed to the close partnership between Australia and Indonesia. He added that the meeting with Defence Minister Prabowo Subianto was to deepen defence cooperation through a comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. Australian Defence Minister Richard Marles added that Australia's relations with the region around Australia are very important for the security and prosperity of his country. Therefore, the Australian government will continue to prioritize regional cooperation. Indonesian Defence Minister Prabowo, meanwhile, also expressed Indonesia's readiness to continue the valuable legacy with Australia and Brunei Darussalam in the ASEAN Defence Minister Meetings Plus Expert Working Group on Military Medicine. Indonesia also requested Australia's support for Indonesia to co-chair with the United States the ASEAN Defence Ministerial Meeting Plus Expert Working Group on Military Medicine for the next period. Indonesia and the United States will be co-chairs for the 2024-2027 period. That was my Indonesia Today.
I know I can be. Won't you tell me in dreams?
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
VOI listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Flores, one of the islands in East Nusa Tenggara Province, Indonesia. The island is famous for its various lakes, from the Kelimutu Tricolor Crater Lake in Ende to the active volcanic lake Sano Ngoang. In Pota Village, Sambirampas District, East Manggarai Regency, there is another unique lake, namely Lake Rana Tonjong, whose entire surface is overgrown with giant lotus flowers, or called Tonjong in the local language. In fact, Lake Rana Tonjong is one of the largest lotus lakes in the world after similar lakes in India. This lake is located in Nanga Baras Village, Sambirampas, East Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara Province. Listener, in the East Manggarai dialect, Rana means lake and Tonjong means lotus. So it means Lake Lotus. The color of the flowers is pink, which blooms very beautifully. The plant only grows on water and has a broad, rounded, sheet-shaped leaf morphology about 5 to 10 centimeters in diameter. Uniquely, this lotus plant stems stand perpendicularly, not spreading like other lotuses, with a height of about 3 meters. In fact, this lotus flower can bloom according to the amount of water that enters the lake. The size of the lake is 2.5 hectares. The lotus flowers in this lake always bloom from April to June every year. The locals can even consume these lotus seeds to treat various diseases. The protein content of these lotus seeds is very high. The locals around this lake also take the fruit for consumption. Uniquely, this giant lotus cannot grow anywhere else. There are just two places this kind of lotus may be found, in this lake and India. Lake Rana Tonjong is located in a lowland surrounded by hills in the west, south, and north, while in the east, there are large rice fields belonging to the local people. Lake Rana Tonjong is also a magnificent home for freshwater fish, rice snakes, frogs, some white swans, eagles, and storks looking for prey. Lake Rana Tonjong is reachable by a few different paths. If you come from Ruteng, you can drive through Reo to Pota, then another 90 kilometers to Rana Tonjong, with a travel time of about 4 hours. If you come from Borong, you can drive through the Bea Line, Watunggong, and Lengko Ajang routes. Then go to Rana Tonjong with a distance of about 130 kilometers and a travel time of around 4.5 hours. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder presenting Lake Rana Tonjong in East Nusa Tenggara. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye for now.
I want to see people and I want to see life. driving in your car. Oh, please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, and a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Festival Pesona Mentawai, which means Wonderful Mentawai Festival. Next, we'll be listening to a conversation entitled Sudah Lama Tidak Berselancar. Sudah lama tidak berselancar, which means haven't surfed for a long time. This conversation takes place between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sorta Uli, a friend of Chris's vlog community. On the way from Nias Island to Siberut Island on the Mentawai fast boat, Chris tells Sorta Uli about his experience in surfing. Let's listen to their conversation.
Besok Festival Mentawai dimulai. Kamu bisa ikut kontes berselancar.
Wah, kebetulan sekali. Saya sudah lama tidak berselancar. Terakhir saya ikut lomba di Hawaii 2 tahun lalu.
After we listen to the conversation, I will provide vocabulary related to today's material. Sudah lama tidak berselancar. Sudah lama tidak berselancar, which means haven't surfed for a long time. I'll utter the word slowly twice each and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Sudah lama, which means has been a long time. Tidak berselancar, which means do not surf. Sudah lama saya tidak berselancar. Sudah lama saya tidak berselancar, which means it's been a long time since I surf. Besok, besok, which means tomorrow. Festival, festival, which means festival. Dimulai, dimulai, which means begins. Kontes, kontes, which means contest. Lomba, lomba, which means competition or race. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, saya sudah lama tidak berselancar. Saya sudah lama tidak berselancar, which means I haven't surfed in a long time. In that sentence, there is an expression, sudah lama, which means it's been a long time, which states an activity that has occurred or has been carried out within a certain duration of time. In the utterance, the expression sudah lama, which means it's been a long time, is followed by an expression of activity, namely tidak berselancar, which means don't surf, to state that do not stir, to state that do not surf within a certain time. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of using the expression sudah lama, which means it's been a long time, in other sentences. Anak saya sudah lama tidak pulang kampung. Anak saya sudah lama tidak pulang kampung, which means it's been a long time since my child returned to his hometown. Saya sudah lama tinggal di Padang. Saya sudah lama tinggal di Padang, which means I have lived in Padang for a long time. In July 2023, the Mentawai Island Regency will hold Festival Pesona Mentawai, which means Wonderful Mentawai Festival. In the festival, there are various activities such as surfing contests, cultural arts performances, and culinary bazaars. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Besok Festival Mentawai dimulai. Kamu bisa ikut kontes berselancar.
Wah, kebetulan sekali. Saya sudah lama tidak berselancar. Terakhir, saya ikut lomba di Hawaii 2 tahun lalu.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Festival Pesona Mentawai, which means Wonderful Mentawai Festival, and a conversation entitled Sudah Lama Tidak Berselancar. Sudah lama tidak berselancar, which means haven't surfed for a long time. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi till we meet again.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Air Sekotak by Hafiz. The song is a regional song from Batanghari Regency, Jambi. Air Sekotak is an old song that used to be sung during traditional wedding processions. The lyrics also remind us to carry out religious commands. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Jambi, namely Air Sekotak by Hafiz. Happy listening!
Air sekotak, air sekotak di dalam.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pergi jauh dari hidupku.
our listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.